Welcome to HIT Consulting Podcast Series. In this podcast, we'll be speaking with Robert Herzog, founder and CEO of eCaring, a web-based home healthcare monitoring and management system that delivers real-time information from the home to care managers, providers, and family members. The topic of this podcast will be how eCaring is transforming the home healthcare industry.
What are the broader implications for how eCaring can be used to improve chronic and geriatric home health care?
Well, if you can be getting this kind of information in real time, if you've got, say, a chronic, an adult with a chronic condition, or many adults, you know, have more than one chronic condition, they see their doctor. They've either seen a primary care physician or a visit to a community health center. They may have seen their specialists. And then they go home. And they may be given a wellness plan, a plan to say, here are the things you need to do. But as one primary physician said to me, they leave the office and the wellness plan unravels. It's very hard to just get some information from the doctor or upon post-discharge from the hospital, go home and be expected to remember and learn and do all of that. So eCaring is a constant reinforcement about, you know, just paying attention to yourself or if you've got home care, people paying attention to the critical factors that are going to keep you as healthy as you can be and keep the costs of your care as low as possible. So that's true for chronic condition people, whether they're coming out of a hospital or just under a general wellness plan for being just how to take care of themselves, taking their insulin on a regular basis, seeing when their insulin spikes, what are the behaviors that cause that? Did they exercise too much? How much long or slow, fast or quick acting or slow acting insulin did they take prior to this? You know, what's their eating pattern been? So you can get a record and you can identify patterns and you can start addressing changes in your behaviors that can do that. And there's a lot of evidence that shows that if people are paying attention to themselves and they feel somebody else is paying attention to them, then their performance is going to be a lot better. There's going to be better adherence to plans of care, better adherence to taking medications, and just better taking care of yourself. So for geriatrics with home care or people living on their own or with family members, you get a much better levels of adherence and understanding about what's going to keep me healthier and at home longer. And the same is true for chronic condition patients where they can really understand what's causing them problems, how to address those problems, and how to intercept and make sure the problems don't become more serious so that they don't have a hospital visit or an ER visit or something really costly and bad happen to them.
From a provider perspective, what are the savings to be found using an HIT tool like eCaring?
Well, from a provider perspective, particularly for providers who are involved in care management or responsibilities, such as accountable care organizations or medical homes, geriatricians and geriatric faculty practices, any of the faculty practices, when you use eCaring, what it means is that you have a current, up-to-date record about what's happening to the patient in the patient's environment, in their home setting. And therefore, you can make determinations with regard to the impact of medications, adjusting them. For example, we had one a beta site where a woman was just starting to get up a lot more in the middle of the night. And every time somebody gets up, even if it's just to urinate, it's an increased risk of fall. Maybe they had taken a change in medication, which was acting as a diuretic. That was causing them to have to urinate more. That could also lead to a urinary tract infection, to hallucinations, and that ends up being an ambulance ride, an ER or hospital visit, and maybe moving out of the home into institutional care, losing that patient for the provider because they've now moved to a different care setting. So with eCaring, you can prevent these small problems from becoming big problems. And in doing so, you're providing better care for your patient, and you're also lowering the cost of the high-cost services that come in when systems don't do everything they can do to keep the patient's problems from becoming big ones. So from a provider perspective, you can manage a higher level patient load because you're getting better information and more easy to read formats, so you can more quickly assess a patient's condition, you can get them what they need more quickly, and you can intercept more quickly when they have problems in order to keep small problems from becoming big ones.
Now, what about from a patient's perspective? How does this technology help older folks or those with chronic conditions who choose to stay in the home rather than move to a senior living facility?
Sure, and I think most people much prefer to live in their home and are willing even to pay extra for that. It's a terrible thing when you have to move out of your home or give up your driver's license. That's even worse, I think, for some people. It keeps them at home longer, and it does that because they have the ability to either directly communicate themselves or through people who are providing them with care services to communicate their current status and conditions. So if all of a sudden, they're sleeping more during the day or less, if they start skipping meals or eating meals less, if their behaviors change in a way that's indicative of a problem, you have somebody looking over their shoulder. You really have it's like a virtual house call of somebody who can review their situation and say, okay, we need to pay attention now. Without this kind of a system, it just wouldn't get noticed. And a month from now, it would end up being an ER visit, an ambulance ride, a hospital visit, which is, and more drugs, more treatment, more oppressive environment, and often having to move out of the home, into another care setting. So this enables that home care geriatric person to stay at home longer because they're going to be getting the best possible care to make sure that they don't develop serious conditions that are going to force them to leave the home versus enable them to stay there. So it's a huge benefit for them.
Now, can you provide just maybe one or two specific examples of the populations that you are helping?
Sure. Well, we are working with Maimonides Hospital in Brooklyn. They have a geriatric faculty practice there, and we will be setting up this summer, installing e-caring with patients in their geriatric faculty practice in order to help that practice just manage the care of those patients a lot better. Right now, there's a lot of paper, systems for tracking, what's going on in their home. It's cumbersome. It takes a lot of time of the doctor's time, because we really want to cut the amount of time that it takes a doctor to review information by getting it in more useful form and more quickly exactly what it is they want to need, what they want to use. So we'll be working with them. We're talking with another hospital about managing, using e-caring with their congestive heart failure post-discharge population in order to manage that population to prevent avoidable readmissions. And again, provide, of course, just a better general quality of care for those people when they leave the hospital. We're working with some people in California on working with the Community Health Center for adults with chronic conditions to manage their relationship to Community Health Center so that they can just get a better total level of care by communicating from what's happening in the home, what's back to the doctors and nurse practitioners and care managers so that they can track and, again, intercept and make sure that that serious problems that could be avoided are avoided. Let's see. We're working with another organization in California, a geriatric care manager, home management and home care agency, so that their geriatric care managers can use e-caring as part of their services to their clients, which is the patient in the home and the family, for a much more comprehensive review of what's happening with that patient. And by the way, it also helps geriatric care managers increase their caseload because it's much easier for them to get better information quicker about the total picture for each one of their patients, and really provides them with a differentiating level of service to say to their clients, look, we're getting real-time, comprehensive, essential information about what's happening in your mom or dad's home so that we can make sure they're getting the best possible care. So we're working in a variety of environments in order to provide this really the ability to, you know, get information out of the home and use that information in a way that keeps people at home longer and healthier and at lower cost.
So what's next for eCaring?
Well, we're doing a combination of implementing. You could sign up today online at eCaring.com and use our system on a one-on-one basis. We're building out this new system with where you can enter clinical data, vital signs, and alerts, so you can get either within the eCaring system or through an SMS or a text message, so that you're carrying in your pocket, you know, a phone. You have the comfort and peace of mind of knowing you're going to be alerted immediately when there's a problem. And then this is a system that's designed for care coordinators, case managers with a multiple patient load, you know, 40 to 200 patients, where they can easily look at their entire patient load, drill down to any one individual patient and see what's going on there, or look across the patient population for all the people who, say, have had alerts in the last 24 hours of all their diabetics, and start comparing outcomes based upon different conditions and treatment modalities, et cetera. So we're very actively engaged in both product development and then in marketing, where we are reaching out to organizations such as accountable care organizations and medical homes and hospital discharge programs and faculty practices and geriatric care managers to work with them in developing programs that make sense for them. So we're building out these what I would call kind of template solutions that are just designed for a specific kind of user, and then working with, you know, terrific partners in developing those programs, and then with that we will be going out and providing them to organizations around the country and even internationally at some point.
This concludes today's podcast. Thanks, and have a great day.